no other Burnley players getting fuck all, are they? So Pope might hoover up because all the other players are a bit shit.
That doesn't affect his BPS score, mate.
No, it doesn't. You're right. Fair point. James is right. Patreons, it's Thursday's quiz day. So James has closed the door. He's going to get himself cozy and settled. And for a change, I am Quizmaster. Last time I'm trying to remember when I did a quiz that I did, as opposed to reading a quiz that was sent in by the listeners. I can't remember if I have.
I've no idea, mate.
Mm. So anyway,
probably not.
This
quiz, what the fuck's happening?
This quiz is a higher or lower for the FPL season. It is based on it's based on baseline BPS. Would you call it baseline BPS score? No, the BPS score.
BPS.
So not like how many bonus points did they get, but so what's the record? Did someone ever get 100 BPS in a game? Was it Jesus?
Jesus against Watford, 114 or something this year, ridiculous. Wasn't it?
So if you tally up
something
all of those...
stupid.
If you tally up all of those over a season, that's their total amount of BPS points as opposed to 1, 2, 3 or whatever else it is, right? So I've got 50 players here for you, James. It's actually 49, 49 questions because I forgot I have to give you the number for the first one, don't I?
Or you could just make one up.
I'll find one more for the end.
Okay.
I'll find one more for the end whilst we're going through it. No, I just do it out of 49. Can't be bothered. So, I'm going to give you the name of a player. For example, starting with João Cancelo. And then you have to tell me whether or not they got more or less bonus points over the course of the entire season than the previous player. I'll give you a couple of tips here, James. Or a couple of hints, ideas. The players on this list, the amount of bonus points they got over the course of the season range from 400 and... I'm sure I saw 402. 414.
You okay there, sweetheart?
Up to 864. So that's the range of them.
Also, the lowest player you're going to tell us, their BPS throughout the season was 477.
Yeah, I picked the top 75 players in the game and I whittled out 25 that no one cares about.
Okay.
So that's what we've got.
This is not going to be easy then.
And we're going in order of team selected by on the last day of the season.
Okay.
So I'm going in order of ownership.
This is live though, live ownership.
It was as on the system right now, yes. So, as on the system right now, the player most owned in the game, James, with 41.4% ownership, was João Cancelo.
Okay.
And he had, over the course of the season, 829 bonus points.
Okay.
Right. So, question number one. Mo Salah.
Higher or lower than Cancelo?
Mo Salah. Question number two, Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Ooh.
Question number two, Trent Alexander-Arnold. He was 37.9. Mo was 41% owned. After Trent Alexander-Arnold, Hung Min Son.
Here comes the sun.
Higher or lower than Trent? Question number four. Bukayo Saka. Can't believe he finished the season fifth highest owned player. 28.8% ownership. After Saka, Harry Kane. Higher or lower BPS over the season? I think it's worth remembering at this point, obviously, that like minutes will have an impact on this, won't they? Because you play less minutes.
He's
less
one
chance
of
to rack
our
up.
Own.
After Harry Kane, James... Mason Mount ended the season with 21.9% ownership. That number six, Mason Mount, higher or lower than Kane? Reece James.
Oh, that's tough.
Higher or lower than Mason Mount? This is a bit of a Chelsea love in here.
That's question seven, yeah.
Yeah, after Reece James, Antonio Rudiger. 18.8% ownership at
question
the end of the season.
Question eight is Rudiger.
Rudiger, was he higher or lower than Reece James over the course of a season? Followed by Ivan Tony. 18.8% ownership at the end of the season as well. Did he have more or less BPS over the season than Rudiger? And question number 10, Kevin De Bruyne, Ginger Ninja.
Oh, Kevin
more
De Bruyne.
More or less than Ivan Tony over the season?
Kevin De Bruyne was question 10, yeah?
Yep.
You don't like question numbers, do you?
No.
Okay.
I didn't write them down on my sheet. Question 11, Cristiano Ronaldo. Higher or lower than Kevin De Bruyne over the course of a season? After Ronaldo, Virgil van Dijk, question number 12. VVD, more or less baseline BPS points than Kevin De Bruyne, than Cristiano Ronaldo? And after Van Dijk, another Liverpool player, end of the season, 17.3% owned, Diogo Jota. Yeah, did he get more or less than Van Dijk? Do you find this easy or difficult?
I find this a guessing game.
Yeah. But you've got to kind of figure out, like, because they could have gone big in games.
I've got a theory, which I'll reveal once you've done all the questions.
Lovely. Okay. I don't have the answers in front of me, and I haven't actually checked and seen, so I'm a bit blind, so I don't know as much.
You don't even know the answers.
I've got the answers here, but they're folded over on the page, so I don't know if they're higher or lower as I'm reading them. I have no idea.
What a joker. You actually haven't put anything into this other than ordering the players by ownership.
I deleted the ones I didn't like. I put them into an Excel spreadsheet, and I sorted.
How much time did you spend on this?
20 minutes. Madison. James Madison, what question number 14?
I'm normally pulling my eyebrows up while trying to finish a quiz.
James Madison versus Diogo Jota. There's a few in here that you'll be surprised. Marcus Alonso is question number 15. Marcus Alonso, more or less than James Madison? Ownership after Marcus Alonso, 15% at the end of the season, was Jared Bowen. Welcome to the England squad, sir. Jared Bowen.
Jesus, we'd have all had a meltdown if he wasn't in that squad, mate.
I mean, people had a meltdown about James Madison, haven't they?
I saw a few Tyrone Mings meltdowns on Slack.
After Jared Bowen, Robert Sanchez, 14.5% owned at the end of the season. He's a first goalkeeper, isn't he? How can he be the highest owned goalkeeper in the game at the end of the...
Because you're not doing it on live ownership. You did it on the overall from the game,
haven't
you?
Overall from the game. Yeah. Robert Sanchez, 14.5% ownership. After him is your mate, James. Bruno Fernandes.
He ain't my fucking mate.
Bruno Fernandes.
Question 18, yeah?
Yes, question 18, Bruno Fernandes. Question 19, Connor Cody. Question 19, Connor Cody.
Okay.
Question 20, Edison. More or less than Connor Cody. 21, Jamie Vardy. 12% owned at the end of the season. Jamie Vardy. Next up, James, Andy Robertson. Just below Jamie Vardy in ownership. Question 22, is Andy Robertson, more or less than Vardy? And below Robertson, Matty Cash. More or less than Andy Robertson? After Cash is Edward Mendy, end of the season, with 11.4% ownership. And after Mendy, a Brazilian who likes to go big, Gabriel, Jesus Christ, my Lord, the Saviour. Jesus. Sorry. Gabriel's further than that.
Question
Gabriel
25, Jesus. Gabriel Jesus.
Jesus.
After that big build-up.
Yeah, Gabriel Jesus. Below him, ownership, Joel Matip. None of these we could have had in our differential team, James, because they're all over 10% ownership. Joel Matip was 10.10% owned.
Even though we had Matip.
Well, we bought him before.
There but you go.
If you were buying on the last day, you wouldn't be able to afford him. Everyone below this list, James,
is less than 10%. You know what? I didn't check the differential team. Oh, I have no idea how we did. I literally don't even know how many points we got last day.
Question 27. Alisson. More or less than his mate, Joel Matip. And after him, this is a bit of a run of goalkeepers, James. David De Gea is number 28. David De Gea, higher or lower? And then after him, another goalkeeper, Jose Sarr. 8.3% on the last day of the season. Question 29. Jose Sarr, higher or lower than De Gea? Thiago Silva follows Jose Sarr.
It's question 30.
It is. Question 30, James. And question 31. Phil Foden. More or less than Thiago Silva. You then have Arsenal's Gabriel. Below Phil Foden, 32 is Gabriel at Arsenal, more or less than Phil Foden. Followed by Jordan Pickford. 6.3% owned, Jordan Pickford. After Pickford, you have James Ward-Prowse. He was 5.3% owned at the end of the season, higher or lower than Pickford. Sadio Mane.
Sadio Mane.
More or less than JWP over the course of a season. Followed by a player that you love, James. I think you love his hair. Cucurella. Below Sadio Mane.
Mark and Maggi, he was a bit of a fucking beast on that this year, wasn't he?
4.1% owned. Cucurella.
Okay.
I remember we had a debate about it early in the season.
I think that's quite close then too, actually.
There's a few that are. Followed by Riyad Mahrez. Riyad Mahrez. Because sometimes you've got to take into account the rest of the players in the team, right? Because, like, for example, next question, what's the question number, James? 38?
Yeah.
Nick Pope. Right. No other Burnley players getting fuck all, are they? So Pope might hoover up because all the other players are a bit shit.
That doesn't affect his BPS score, mate.
No, it doesn't. You're right. Fair point. James is right. What, number 39? Yuri Tielemans.
You're a fucking idiot.
Fair point. Yuri Tielemans. To be honest, Nick Pope, is he the first Burnley player in the list? Must be, highest owned. No one else would buy another.
To be fair, you ain't telling any Watford Norwich players yet, or any Leeds players, I don't think.
Yeah. So Yuri Tielemans is followed by Lucas Fabianski. 2.8% owned. Cheeky Fab, saved a couple of penalties this year, mate. Jorginho, Riyad Mahrez. Not trying to sway your answer either way, but just kind of, you know.
No, but the more you talk to him up, the more I wanted to put lower.
Joachim Andersen.
Okay, that's an interesting one.
More or less than Lucas Fabianski.
That's the first Palace player you've said,
2.7% owned. He's followed by the first... No, he's the second Brentford player because we had Ivan Toney. Ethan Pinnock is question number 42. Ethan Pinnock. Followed by one of your own, James. He's not one of your own because he didn't grow up at your club, but you can have him.
Eric Dier.
No, Pierre-Emile Højbjerg. I've taken a few out here.
What?
I've taken a few out here. So it's not like ownership. This is ownership.
Who's owning Højbjerg?
2.6% of...
Dead teams. Fucking auto-completes.
Højbjerg was 2.6% owned on the last day of the season, mate.
Fucking hell.
He got 109 points over the season. It's not bad,
yeah,
is
it's
it?
Not bad.
Lewis Dunk, 2.3% owned. And he only got 92 FPL points over the season.
We missed a lot of games, didn't we?
Lewis Dunk. Followed by Ilan Meslier. Ilan Meslier, 2% owned. Kyle Walker-Peters. Kyle Walker-Peters more or less than Ilan Meslier? Ruben Neves. It's question 47. Ruben Neves. Followed by Christian Norgaard. Is question 49. Christian Norgaard. 48, sorry, is Norgaard. 49. First Norwich player, James.
Okay.
Grant Hanley. Grant what? Hanley.
What is going on here?
As in, I've taken some out of the list, yeah. So, you know, Pookie might have had higher ownership last day. Okay. 0 points. And last but not least, because I'll make it 50 questions. I have no idea what his actual score was, but we'll figure it out when we get there.
Dejan Kulusevski.
Eric Dyer. Eric Dyer. Higher or lower than Grant Hanley?
I know you can repeat them.
How do you feel you've done?
Or do you want me to repeat them all?
No, I'll read them all. How do you feel you would have done?
I presume I've got anything between 1 and 50.
Well, that's obvious.
I've got a clue. It's a guessing game, isn't it? My theory is...
Yes, tell me.
That in terms of actual BPS, it's easier for the defensive players to clock them up, plus midfield players who have higher possession numbers, etc.
We'll see if that's played out, because obviously then there's minutes and...
goals, etc. and all that, obviously.
So we started with João Cancelo, who had 829 BPS over the season. Question one, Mo Salah. Question two, Trent Alexander-Arnold. Question three, Hung Min Son. James got the numbers next to them. Question four, Bukayo Saka. Question five, Harry Kane. Six, Mason Mount. Question seven, Reece James. Question eight, Antonio Rudiger. Question nine, Ivan Toney. Question 10, Kevin De Bruyne. Question 11, Cristiano Ronaldo. Question 11, Virgil van Dijk. Question 13, Jota. Question 14, James Maddison. Question 15, Marcus Alonso. 16, Jared Bowen. 17, Robert Sanchez. 18, Bruno Fernandes. 19, Connor Cody. 20, Edison. 21, Vardy. 22, Andy Robertson. 23, Matty Cash. 24, Edward Mendy. Question 25, Gabriel Jesus. Question 26, Joel Matip. 27 is Alisson. 28, David De Gea. 29, Jose Sarr. Question number 30, Thiago Silva. Question 31, Phil Foden. Question 32, Gabriel at Arsenal. 33, Jordan Pickford. 34, James Ward-Prowse. 35, Sadio Mane. 36, Cucurella. 37, Riyad Mahrez. 38, Nick Pope. 39, Tiedemans. 40, Fabianski. 41, Anderson. 42, Pinnock. 43, Højbjerg. 44, Dunk. 45, Meslier. 46, Kyle Walker-Peters. 47, Ruben Neves. 48, Christian Norgaard. 49, Hanley. 50, Eric Dyer.
Cheers, boss.
Right. What I should have done on this list is also figured out how many actual bonus points they got, because it'd be interesting to see, like, if they're racking up tons of BPS, are they also getting the points that go with it?
There will be a correlation between bonus points and BPS. It's natural. You will get outliers like Jesus is can only get 3 bonus points for his 114 or something. But yeah, look, it stands to reason in terms of correlation.
Yeah. So Mo Salah, higher or lower than Cancelo? Cancelo started on 829.
I've gone higher.
Considerably lower, mate. Salah, 756. Mm. Not even in the 800s.
Well, I have question two right then.
Trent Alexander-Arnold.
Higher.
Yes, 864. He was top of the tree for
the most, yeah.
Bonus points over the season was Trent. Heung-min Son.
Lower, obviously.
Yes, lower. 819. But more than Salah, by some way.
It's very interesting, that.
Bukayo Saka.
Lower.
Yeah, 566. So considerably lower.
Oh, that's low.
Yeah. Bukayo Saka is very low.
Can I change my next answer now?
Harry Kane.
Well, I've gone lower, but it must be higher.
Much higher. 684.
Not that much.
566 to 684. It's a lot, mate. 100 and...
One Gabriel Jesus hole, mate.
120 points. Considering, remember, Harry Kane did fuck all for the first 15 weeks, 20 weeks of the season.
This is true.
So, I mean, he's racked him up in the second half. Mason Mount, higher or lower than
Harry
Kane?
I've got higher.
Lower. 597. Not crazy high for Mason Mount. Just think about it in the context of like 860s top and 420s low. Mason Mount's pretty low. Reece James, higher or lower than Mason Mount?
Lower.
Yeah, lower by 20. 573.
Yeah, minutes, that's all.
Yeah. Antonio Rudiger.
Higher.
Yeah, much higher. 661. Ivan Toney.
Lower, got to be.
Rubbish. 502. Yeah, very low for Ivan Toney. Kevin De Bruyne.
Definitely higher.
Yeah, 732. He was up there in the top five. Kevin De Bruyne did very well in the end. Cristiano Ronaldo.
Definitely lower.
608. Virgil van Dijk.
Definitely higher.
800 club for Virgil van Dijk. 803. The Liverpool defenders, I mean, they're beastly for this.
Yeah, he can. I'm sure there's been seasons where he's been the highest for BPS van Dijk.
Yeah, he's very, very reliable. Diogo Jota.
Lower.
Lower, but you might be surprised by this.
Go on.
483. Very low. I mean, he missed patches of the season, but he was banging them in at the start of the season. Outstanding value. A
lot of big chances missed.
Yeah, so that has a big impact on his
You think of Sonny as well versus, say, Salah. I don't know if it's an interesting conversation point for the future, but Sonny obviously massively outperforms his XG and stuff.
So there probably is a
correlation to that as well. Sonny's finishing is...
You say that on Sunday against Norwich when Sonny had scored two goals. I know Kulu had two and what have you, but Sonny was nowhere near the BPS.
We missed two big chances. He doesn't normally.
Yeah.
That's why.
He was well out of the BPS.
That's why. He had the cruel save was from a few yards where it's just hit him. I told you he had a one-on-one just before he scored our fourth goal, and he also got booked. That's why he never hit the bonus.
The booking came after his second, quite a bit after his second goal, though.
Yeah, it was right at the end of the game.
Yeah, yeah. James Maddison.
Higher.
637. Yeah, considerably higher. Jota's clearly outperformed him for goals and assists over the season, but Maddison done well on the BPS there.
Maddison had more deeper involvement in the game and stuff as well.
Passes and what have you. Maddison, to be fair, at the end of the season, had more points than Jota. 1-8.
Oh, you benched him for points.
181 versus 175. 181 for Maddison.
James Maddison finished 181 points. Mm. Jesus.
Marcus Alonso.
Lower.
Yes. 528. 528. And he only played half a season. So it's not bad for Marcus Alonso, truth be told. Jared Bowen.
Higher.
206 FPL points. 586 BPS. So it is higher. Not much higher, mind. Only a few points higher. Robert Sanchez.
Lower.
126 FPL points. 679.
Yeah, not overly surprised.
Massively
some of these
high.
Goalkeepers can have mad BPSs.
Yeah, 679.
Particularly like he's one to be involved with his feet and stuff as well.
Yeah, so pass completion and what have you. Your mate, Bruno Fernandes, higher or lower?
You have got lower than Sanchez.
You have, and you're right. 629, so 50 lower. He's not, his returns haven't been good enough really for his price, especially in FPR. I mean, the end of the season, 11.6 million. It's way too high. Bruno Fernandes, we move on to Connor Cody.
I've got higher.
You're right. 688. Connor Cody is higher. 138 points, but he was 4-5 at the start of season, 4-7. He was a good asset, I think, over the course of the season, value for money wise. Edison, higher or lower than Cody?
I've got higher again.
Yes, but very little in it. Cody was 688, 701 for Edison. Only 14 and so 13.
That's a different century. Big difference.
Jamie Vardy.
Lower, got to be.
Yeah, very low. 480. Didn't play the season at all. 480. But he got 133 points. It's not bad.
I wanted to shout this out as the easiest one of the lot, I think. This next
Jamie
one.
Vardy. Or Andy Robertson.
The next one, yeah. It's 100% higher. Yeah,
770. Yeah. So, lower than Trent and VVD. We'll find out about Matip in a minute. 770 for him. Matty Cash.
Lower, obviously, yeah.
623. Lower. Mendy.
I've got higher.
Yeah, 670. Edouard Mendy. No, lower.
No, really?
Lower. 573. Lower than Matty Cash.
That's interesting. Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah, considering you'd think that they'd kept so many clean sheets. Gabriel Jesus.
Lower.
Yeah, 488. So a fifth of his VPS came in one game. Would you believe it? That's incredible.
I can definitely believe
more
that.
More than
mate.
A fifth of his VPS came in one game. He still scored 120 points over the season. Joel Matip.
Higher.
He is. 763. Yep. Lowest of the Liverpool defenders, but still they smash it.
Well, I feel like this next one's wrong now then, but okay, go on.
Alisson.
I've gone higher.
Yes.
Is it?
19 points. 782. Not much in it, but yeah, Alisson got more BPS than Matip.
This is why I was having a few discussions about this last week about what's Edison's?
7.62, 7.63 for Matip.
No, Edison's BPS. Edison.
Oh, sorry, Edison. 7.01.
And Alisson's?
7.62.
It's not that much of a difference. Okay.
But it's 10%.
I suppose, yeah, when you put it like that, yeah.
But the points is quite a big difference. 176 for Alisson, 155 for Edison. 20 points, and they're the same price, right, give or take?
Yeah.
So you'd much rather go with Alisson.
Yes, definitely. Mm. But people, like, obviously with Liverpool, there's more certainty with who you're choosing from. So people, like, the end of the season, a few people were defaulting towards Edison. And I was trying to say to people who were thinking that, like, okay, fine if you're desperate, but Liverpool, if you haven't got the free Liverpool assets, get Alisson. Mm.
I started the last day of the season with Alisson, but obviously 3 minutes later, I fucking regretted that.
That went well. Shame.
David De Gea.
Has to be lower.
Yeah, 667. So,
oh, still quite high.
Yeah, still quite high. Jose Sarr.
I've got higher.
He got more than David De Gea. He also got more than Edison. 7.22.
Yeah, well, for a long time, he was a high-scoring keeper, yeah, so it's not a surprise.
Doing very well. Thiago Silva.
I've got higher.
Mm-mm, lower. 6.67. Not bad. He didn't play that many minutes, did he? Phil Foden.
Lower.
Very low. 4.83.
Yeah, not surprised.
4.83. Very low. Gabriel.
Higher.
Correct. 6.82. Jordan Pickford.
Lower.
Yep, 6.24. Not great from him. James Ward-Prowse.
What was Pickford?
6.24.
This is a gamble. I've got higher.
It's not a gamble, mate. He smashed it, James really? Ward-Prowse. 7.69.
Wow.
He's a monster.
The thing is, when he returns, he's a little bit like KDB in that sense. Yeah. When he returns, he hoovers it.
159 points over the season. 6.4 at the end of the season. You can't see him starting more than 6.5, 7 next year. James Ward-Prowse, beastly. Yeah, massive on the BPS. 183 points over the season. Sadio Mane.
I've got higher, but I'm concerned now.
Yeah, he's lower. 5.26. Not great at all on the BPS for Sadio Mane.
No, it's big chances missed and stuff. Jordan
Pickford's level.
I'd have to check it, but I missed about four big chances. We played at Leeds, game week 4 and stuff. This would be wrong then. Cucurella's going to be higher. I've got lower.
Yeah, you've got lower, but Cucurella 6.73. I remember at one point in the season, I was bemoaning he doesn't get assists or anything, and you did point out...
He's getting eights and nines, whenever he's getting a clean sheet.
The BPS, and you were right, he did. 6.73, decent from Cucurella. If he stays at Brighton next season, if he's a fair price at 5 million, I think he might be... Interesting. Riyad Mahrez.
Lower.
4.77. Not great. Not these City players, but I mean, they have so many chances, don't they? Not great quality always, but they do. Nick Pope.
Higher.
6.83. Massive. Decent for Nick Pope. Yuri Tielemans.
Lower.
5.32. Correct. Lucas Fabianski.
I've got lower.
No, he's very high. 6.61. decent from Lukas Fabianski. He done very well this season. He saved a few penalties, so that was going to be there. Joachim Andersen.
I got higher.
No, lower. 619.
It's good, that, though.
Yeah, for his value for money.
What was Cucurella's?
Oh, Cucurella's was 7. Cucurella was 673.
And Anderson's?
619.
It's not bad.
Not bad. Ethan Pinnock.
Lower.
Yeah, 517.
Can me give myself a cross. I have a tick for that one, James.
Højbjerg. Go on.
It could be quite high, actually. I've gone lower.
Yeah, it's middle of the road. 616 is higher than Pinnock. It's not crazy high, but also for a holding midfielder, I think 616, he's done all right.
Passing there. Numbers, tackles one. Yeah. Yeah, it'll right. Be drawn to it, yeah.
Lewis Dunk.
I've got lower.
Yeah, lower's right. 537. But if you think about minutes yeah. That's actually pretty decent.
Lewis Dunk, I want to say, was borderline top five last year, I think.
Okay. Meslier.
Lower.
High, mate.
He conceded so many goals, and his save ratio this year was abysmal.
More than Ederson, mate. 713.
Fucking hell. Just shows you the influence of the actual saves that you're making. Yeah,
713 for Meslier. Wow. That's incredible, isn't it? Decent. Ruben Neves.
You've missed out. Carl Walker-Peters.
Sorry, I have. Carl Walker-Peters.
Lower.
Lower, 481.
Ruben Neves higher.
Yeah, not by much, though. 509.
Okay.
Keeps it tidy, ticking along, but nothing spectacular for him, really. Christian Norgaard.
I've got lower.
By a whole 7 points, 502. Both very similar, those two.
It's interesting that, though. I think Neves is quite an interesting case in the sense that obviously you perceive him as obviously a very cultured midfield player, but they generally don't have enough of the ball, right? So
Handley?
It's got to be lower. No.
More than Christian Norgaard. 502 to 508. And 6 points in it at the end there. Grant Hanley. Only 71 points all season. Norgaard's over 100 points, but the same on the BPS. Eric Dyer.
I give myself my tick for big Eric.
680. Yes. That's a solid return from Eric Dyer. 680 BPS points there.
How many did you get, Suj?
50.
I've done all right here, to be fair.
Yeah.
36.
36 out of 50, considering it's quite arbitrary, the whole bonus point system and the way that FPL do it.
I enjoyed that because there's some learnings to take in that. I said I had an instinctive towards defensive. Didn't give enough weightage in my mind to goalkeepers, though.
Yeah.
That Meslier numbers, even with his save percentage being bad this year, just shows... Cut the saves and a clean sheet all the time.
Yeah, the problem is, like, even when he's racking up 700 points, teams against them are scoring fours and fives, so other people are probably picking up the actual bonus points, let's say. Just thinking Meslier here, Leeds.
How many points did you get Liverpool away? Are you on the fantasy side?
Yeah, I don't know how many got Liverpool away.
Let's Game week 26.
One.
So I'm saying, lost 6-0 and he got one, yeah?
Yeah.
How many did he get Man City away? Lost 7-0. It was about game week 19-ish. A bit earlier, maybe. Maybe 14, 15.
Man City away?
Yeah, they lost 7-0.
Why can't I see Man City?
It's like 14, game week 14 or something, Suj.
No, they had Palace.
It's going to be around there somewhere.
17 it was. He got 1 point. 7-0 and he still got a point.
There you go.
He got only, over the course of the entire season, only 8 bonus points, though.
Yeah.
With racking up 730.
How many clean sheets did they keep? Not fucking many.
Probably hardly any at all. Yeah, there we go. Listeners, I hope you enjoyed that quiz. We'll be taking a break now from the old quizzes, but I'm sure we'll have some trivia fun in July once the game reopens.
5 clean sheets for Meslier.
Yeah, that's poor, isn't it?
Yeah.
Indeed. Thank you again for your support. Back at you tomorrow with Differential Show. We will look at dead team, differential team,
Champions League final, UCL fantasy, all that shit.
Managers of the months and all that kind of stuff as well. But enjoy your Thursday evening. Ciao for now.
Thanks, patrons. Cheers, Suj. Cue music, please, man child.
Fantasy Football Show.